Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Friday. Here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
U.S. Senators Dan Sullivan and Lisa Murkowski announced on Thursday that Alaska will receive more than $47 million in grants to invest in critical transportation projects from Western Alaska to Homer and Southeast. These awards, made possible through the Department of Transportation's Rebuilding American Infrastructure with Sustainability and Equity grant program as part of the Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act and annual appropriations, aim to revitalize road, rail, and maritime transportation connections in communities across the state. In Homer, $2 million will be designated to the plan and design of a comprehensive network of non-motorized infrastructure, including sidewalks, trails, bikeways, and mobility hubs along key streets, including Ben Walters Lane, Svedland Street, and Olson Lane. Alaska is a young, resource-rich, infrastructure-poor state, which means our state needs the substantial federal infrastructure investments that other states have benefited from for decades, said Senator Dan Sullivan. Senator Lisa Murkowski said from Nome to the Western Aleutians, these grants from the U.S. Department of Transportation will have significant impacts on Alaskans, investing in resilient infrastructure as well as research and planning efforts that will make Alaska more accessible and connected. Other grant recipients include a Bristol Bay Regional Connective Study, Snake River Moorage Facility in Nome, St. Paul Harbor Improvements Planning Project, a Golovin Relocation Project, and a Scow Bay Small Vessel Haulout in Petersburg. Find out more by visiting this story at RadioKenai.com. A staff member at Mountain View Elementary has won a prestigious award. Here's KSRM's Peyton Hernandez with the story.
The Kenai Peninsula Borough School District announced on Thursday, January 9th, that Alicia Rodar Golden, a paraprofessional at Mountain View Elementary, has been honored as the Governor's Council on Disabilities and Special Education Paraeducator of the Year for the 2024 to 2025 school year. Ms. Rodar Golden's unwavering dedication, compassion, and professionalism have made a profound impact on some of the school's most vulnerable students. She works daily with children who have significant needs, managing physically and emotionally demanding situations with remarkable patience and resilience, the school district said in a press release. Ms. Rodar Golden provides a balance of firm guidance and unconditional support, ensuring that every child she works with feels valued and empowered to succeed. In addition to her daily responsibilities, Ms. Rodar Golden participates in the broader school community. She is a member of the Parent Teacher Organization, Site Council, and Climate Committee and volunteers countless hours to support school events. In its press release, the KPBSD said it is proud to celebrate Ms. Rodar Golden's remarkable achievements and her invaluable contributions to our schools. Her work embodies the district's core values of inclusion, compassion, and excellence, and she serves as a shining example of the transformative role paraprofessionals play in education. For KSRM News, I'm Peyton Hernandez.
Alaskans traveling the Seward Highway between Anchorage and Seward will have a safer highway with the Avalanche Mitigation Alert Detection Project, which was recently awarded $1.13 million as part of a SMART grant. The project, led by the Alaska DOT, will utilize cutting-edge remote avalanche control systems and forecasting technology to mitigate significant avalanche risks along the Seward Highway corridor. The project will place intelligent sensors to monitor snowpack stability, weather conditions, and avalanche risk in real time. The remote system will allow for controlled releases of unstable snow, reducing the potential for natural unplanned avalanches, and forecasting technology will provide state-of-the-art data analysis to support proactive decision-making. For KSRM News, I'm Nick Sorrell.
This has been This Week on the Kenai, on the One, KSRM. You can find these top stories and much more news at RadioKenai.com.